And Tuesday afternoon, we're going to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Cindy, did you enjoy your Labor Day weekend?
Yes, I enjoyed my Labor Day weekend. As we both know, the weather has been absolutely fabulous. I love having the windows open. What more could you ask for?
That's right. And I know, talking offline here, you did some baking over the weekend. Tell us about that.
Yes, we have this really great apple tree. So Gary was, my husband was picking apples, and we made 8 apple pies, a large apple crisp, 8 containers or 8 crock pots of apple sauce, telling you. Then he froze a couple bags of apples for his sister who makes wine with them.
Oh, wow.
And we gave a big 5-gallon pail of apples away to a friend.
Apples so, all over the place.
Yes, we were very domestic this weekend.
Yeah. Somebody brought in apple crisp to the radio station the other day, and that was very good. So I love apple pie. I love apple crisp. So 8 pies, you said, huh?
Yeah. I mean, everything is from scratch. I mean, the crust. I even made a fancy crumble for the top and everything. So I need to come to work so I can relax a little. Like that happens here.
That's right. Well, I'll be over for a taste.
Sounds good.
What's happening at the Appleton Library?
We have lots of things going on. I mean, you know, obviously we were closed on Labor Day. And then tonight is preschool story time at 5:30 p.m. We have a moon theme with lots of fun, exciting things going on here. Anyway, and then on the 4th, it's Craftapalooza Take and Make. And so we've got an after-school take and make for kids on Wednesday. We figure with it being the first part of school, we would take it a little easy. September 9th, our library board meets at 10:30 a.m. And Tuesday the 10th, we have an etched glass class. Sharon Ostley is here to teach us all about how we can etch on glass and make a beautiful vase. We're pretty excited about that, and the class is filling up just even as we speak on the phone. On the 11th, we have after-school program, Let's Paint Bubbles. And then the 12th of September, as well as the 17th, we're offering a couple of classes. One of them at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's with Miss Julia. She is going to be talking about devices and helping people with all sorts of information on technology, your cell phone, your personal device, you know, all those things. And so we've got a class at 1 o'clock on the 12th and at 6:30 on the 17th. And then we've got more things coming up. Prairie 5 will be here with Laura Thomas, and she's going to be talking to us on the 24th at 1 o'clock on discounts and money savers for people who are 60 and older. It's amazing, all sorts of discounts and free things that are out there for us as we get older. Our book club also meets this month, and we are reading This Time Tomorrow by Emma Straub. And then, of course, every Wednesday is Library Day at the Appleton Public Library at 3:30 for kids after school. Every Wednesday, there's something going on. We also have a Wanna Weave program. We've got a Lego program. No rest at all here because we're always kind of high energy.
I guess. Yeah, always a lot of activity going on at the Appleton Library, that's for sure.
Yes, tis true. We like to stay busy, that's for sure.
All right, let's move into what are people reading.
Well, there's a lot of new things out there. It's kind of surprising that so many things are popping up so early because, you know, October is usually a big month, but September has a lot of new things. We've got new and hardcover nonfiction, Eminent by Luis Elizondo. It's the former head of the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, shares insight on unidentified phenomena. Very interesting read. Out of the Darkness by Ian O'Connor is the portrait of an NFL quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, dealing his life on and off the field. And then The Devil at His Elbow by Valerie Bauerlein is an account of the downfall of personal injury attorney Alex Murdo, who was found guilty of murdering his wife and son. And then new in fiction is Jodi Picoult has a new book out called By Any Other Name. And there's been a lot of hype about this book, a young woman's play about her ancestor who wrote Shakespeare's works is submitted to a festival under a male pseudonym. William Kent Kruger has a new book out. It's the 20th book in the Cork O'Connor series. So if you're reading that series, you're going to want to make sure to get on a list. And then also the 12th book in the Will Trent series by Karen Slaughter is out. And let's see, there's another series, the 12th book in the Jack Ryan series by Tom Clancy. Shadow State is actually an M.P. Woodward because Tom Clancy has passed away. And so they have a ghostwriter for that author. So if you have a favorite author or a series you've been following, please let us know. Stop on down or give us a call. We're all readers here. We love to make book recommendations, too.
What was the book club reading this month?
Oh, the book club is reading This Time Tomorrow by Emma Straub. And so we meet on the 30th of September, which is the last Monday of the month at 5 o'clock. And, yeah, it should be a good read. That is for sure.
Good. Yeah. Hey, I forgot to ask you, how'd the anniversary thing go? It's been 1 year, a little over a year now you've been in a new library.
It was a really good week because we had a lot of different activities here that entire week. I don't know. I can hardly believe that we're here. And then I had a meeting in the old library, a week or so ago. It had to be around the same time as our anniversary. And I look around in that room, and I come back here, and I think, how did we fit it all in that room? I mean, it's so nice to have all this wonderful space and everything. But, yeah, we had a great week. We had a little open house with some treats. We offered a couple of different classes. We offered take and makes for all ages, just a little something for everyone. And then just some down-low things, you know, where we just invite people to come in the space and enjoy it. And we had a few people take advantage of that and just kind of sit in a quiet corner and read, use the meeting rooms for some different things. It was just a great week, and it's a wonderful space. It's so great that we can offer all these things to our community. I'm incredibly grateful.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One year in a new space. That's great.
I know. I just love it.
Went fast though. It went fast though, didn't it?
It really did. I mean, it's taken its toll on a few of us here and there, but because it's a lot of work.
That's right.
But now we're just enjoying it. It's just so wonderful.
Good. Where is that wonderful place located at, Cindy?
We are located at 50 East Rooney Avenue in the beautiful city of Appleton. Of course, you can get a hold of us by calling us at 320-289-1681. You can visit us on our Facebook page where we put the latest happenings and things going on at the Appleton Public Library, or visit us on our website because also on there are posters of upcoming events and things that are happening here as well. It's just a great place to be. I think I smile every day that I come to work. I have a smile on my face.
Yes, you do.
Anyway, so thank you.
All right. Thank you, Cindy, and nice talking to you again, and we'll visit with you next time.
Sounds great. You have a great week.
Yep. Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.